Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot is daf Chavtet, and we're holding at the Halakha of Mishnah. Ezohi Shavuot Shav. So yesterday we mentioned the differences between Shavuot Shav and the Shavuot Pituy. And in Shavuot Shav, you're chayev makot, but there's no chiev, bishogeg, of bringing a korban olah v'yoreh. And today the Mishnah continues defining the Shavuot Shav after we've now defined well Shavuot Pituy. So, Ezohi Shavuot Shav, there's actually three variants that the Mishnah wants to list. You can be Nishba Lishanot Et HaYadua LaAdam. So you change a fact in a way that is absurd. So that you say, for instance, Amar HaAmud Shel Evan, you take now a pillar of stone and you claim it's solid gold, Shushal Zahad. Or you say a man is actually a woman, or a woman is actually a man. Of course, today you can't know it. Nishba al davar she'ef shar lo. You can also swear about something that couldn't have occurred. Let's say you say im lo ra'iti gamal she'poreach ba'avir. I swear like I saw. Of course, the language is funny because he doesn't seem to be saying I swear that I saw. He said lo ra'iti, but that the Gemara will discuss. I saw a flying camel, or im lo ra'iti nachash k'korat beit habat. I saw nachash. But we think now it means the size of the korah that is placed in the bat, which is extremely heavy, to squeeze the olives. Okay, we'll see that doesn't mean the size, because obviously a nachash can be that size. Amar le'edim. Now, in a case where this is now the beginning of the transition, really, interestingly enough, to the next parak, which is the din of shvat ha'edut. But we bedafka go out of our way to talk about a case where the edim would be nishba, what sounds like a shvat ha'edut, but is a plain old-fashioned shvul of atelat mitzvah, which is, of course, a shvat shav, because what you're saying, something that you is not in your hands to be nishba on. So you say to edim, bo v'ha'iduni, and they say, we swear we will not, not that we don't know, which would have been a shvat ha'edut, but that we will be over on the chiev and the Torah that we're supposed to be made. Or, nishba, levatel any mitzvah. You say, I won't make a sukkah, or I won't be notel alulot, or I won't be menier tefillin. So since a shvat bitui cannot be chal, as we saw earlier, on a dvar mitzvah, so because of this, it becomes not a shvat bitui, but rather lotisa sheba sheba lakach alashav. Because what you're saying cannot be, and therefore it's a shvat shav shechayavin al zedona makot v'yashkigarata patur, as opposed to a shvat bitui where you would have been chayav a korban olah v'yoreh. Another interesting example of this, which now actually forces us to consider more carefully the circumstances, is where a person, in the course of one sentence, contradicts himself. So he says, Shu'a shochal kikarzo. I swear to eat this kikar. Now that's a shvat bitui. And then he says, I swear not to eat it. So then the first words are a shvat bitui, because he's committed himself to eat it. Now once he commits himself to eat it, of course, he cannot make a shvua not to eat it, because that's the equivalent of being nishba ala mitzvah. In which case, the second one is a shvat shav. Okay, that's trivial, but now, if he eats it, so then he would be over on the Shvuat Shav anyway, because even though it's Bekayim and Shvuat Bitui, that's irrelevant to a Shvuat Shav. He's always going to be over on a Shvuat Shav. Lo achla. Ooh, this is dangerous. How about if he didn't eat it? So then he was over on the Shvuat Bitui, but now it makes it sound as if, but he wasn't over on the Shvuat Shav. Right? Which doesn't make any sense. Because just because he happened to keep the Shvuat Shav, does that mean that now it wasn't Shav? Because he really listened to it. But when he said it, was it not a Shvuat Shav? So this is, of course, what the Mishnah leaves you thinking about, which we'll get to the Gemara. Omar Ula, when we say that the Davar Yadua is Yadua, Yadua is not potential Yadua. Yadua is, as we discussed earlier, the information actually is expressed somewhere on earth, in which case, hushinikar l'shlosha b'nei adam. Because otherwise, I mean, you might as well talk about something which may or may not be true. but it has nothing to do with it being obviously not true. Do I know whether the famous Amud is made out of gold or made out of Evan? But if people in general know, then it's just a plain old Shvuat Shav. Nishbal davar she'iev sharlo, im lo ra'iti gamar poreach bavir. What do you mean, im lo ra'iti? What does im lo ra'iti mean? If you want to give me an example of something that cannot be, say, Shvuah she'ra'iti. But that's not what he's saying. Shvuah she'ra'iti lo ka'amar, which you expect to hear. So my im lo ra'iti. By Amar, well, yeah, it must be him. I mean, he means really, it's just like an expression, t'ni. So let's keep it simple. T'ni shvuah she'ra'iti, which boils down to the same thing. Oh, I swear if I didn't see. In other words, what he's saying is I did see. Rav Amar, that actually, it's talking about where he says, ye'asru ko perot shavolam alayim lo ra'iti gamal porer ba'avir. So I swear, now this has to be ye'asru ko perot with a shvuah. Problem is, you cannot answer ko perot with a shvuah. You'd have to be saying, I swear not to eat. If I didn't see a flying camel. Now, some of the Rishonim, and the truth is this is the most satisfying pshat, some of the Rishonim say that obviously he did not mean to be ye'asru ko perot shavolam. Because a person can't survive forever without eating any perot shavolam. All he's saying is, well, I'll be damned if I didn't see. That's all he's saying. It's just an expression. In which case, this is what he's trying to do. And then the focus remains on the gamal porea, a flying camel. And that's the simple meaning of the Mishnah. Now, others take it very seriously, that the problem is, this is how Rashi learns, the problem is that you now made a shvua that you cannot keep. So it's the equivalent of, I will not sleep for the next 3 days, which is also an example of a shvuah shav. But then, of course, the problem is, why link it to flying camels? So on the surface, the flying camel would be irrelevant to this pshat. And therefore, it would seem to be a fatal flaw with the pshat. However, we're going to see that actually the flying camel is very important because it comes to address our president's concerns of yesterday. If you recall, the issue that was raised was, does this follow, I think it was 2 days ago, actually, does the Shvuah follow his own internal definitions? Or does it follow some objective reality? Because surely a man can say, man, the size of that bird, I'm telling you guys, I saw a flying camel. So in his mind, he's calling it a flying camel. It doesn't mean literally a flying camel. So what if he tells you that's what I was thinking? Don't be much real. So that already changes. We'll see in the Gemara, that makes it a little bit more bearable that we should say the pshat that Rashi is saying. As I say, the simple meaning, and because remember, Rashi runs into the other problem, where how can you make a shvua anyway, say, ye'asru ko perot shavolam alayim, that's a lashon neder, not a lashon shvua. It's so belate that in a discussion of the technicalities of shvua, even though we do accept that, in other places, and we reinterpret it to mean that he said it b'lashon shvua, it's really tough. It's a difficult pshat. Amalei Ravina l'Rav Ashi. And here's where it becomes clear why it's supportable. V'dilma ha'gavra tzipora rabachazi. Maybe the guy saw a giant bird, and in his mind, that's, oh my God, a flying camel. So he says, I swear I saw a flying camel. Obviously, if we ask him, I mean, what do you really mean? You know, I mean, it was so big, it was like watching a camel fly. So maybe that's what he means. Now he's just swearing a daita didashtaba. He's swearing about what he meant, not about what he said. Now maybe you'll say, well, listen, a shvua is a function of words, and therefore is defined by what the word means, not by what he's thinking when he says the word. And that's your simple answer. We go only according to what you say, not what you claim you meant. Is that indeed true? Do we not indeed worry about what a person may mean internally? Because look, the Atanya, does it not say that in the case where we make someone swear in court, what we say to him is always, kishemashbiim oto, in the courtroom, we say to him, before he takes the shvua, have yodea shelo al da'atcha anu mashbiim otcha el al da'atenu ve'al da'at beit din. That your words are interpreted by our interpretation, not by yours. And part of your agreement to saying that shvua is to make it on that basis. Now, what's the need to say this if it wouldn't be that we're concerned that he may define something in some weird way and then swear to it? For instance, I mean, couldn't he, my time, Dilma iskundri yoivle. Maybe at some point he gave him a piece of wood, and in his mind he said, I hereby dub thee ma'ot, the wood of ma'ot. And then you swear you gave him ma'ot. You know, it's like the Pope with the meat. I hereby dub thee fish, you know. So, I mean, maybe it all goes according to the way in which you wish to define it. So he calls it zuze, in which case, so that we're concerned that he would take now an oath in court, which would be based on some kind of absurd internal definition. And in order to avoid that problem, which apparently would be an actual problem if we wouldn't take the precaution of having him agree that the words are interpreted according to our interpretation. No, that's not why. It's because, possibly, I mean, maybe it's because, Mishum Kanya Darava. You remember the famous case in which someone comes into court with a cane. So he's hobbling into court with a cane, which he filled with money. It's filled with gold coins. And the guy is saying, you never paid me, it was $500,000. And they tell you, you have to swear. He was a maid of a mitzvah, so there was an aid. So he says, just hold my cane for a moment while I swear. You know, puts his hand on the Bible. You know. And meanwhile, the guy is holding the cane. Says, I swear I paid him every last penny. And the guy takes the cane. You rotten liar. Smashes it. The whole money flies all over the place. And they say, he was telling the truth. I paid you every last penny. So in order to avoid that type of thing, but that's not just some kind of arbitrary internal definition. You really did give him all the money. So you say, I gave him all the money, down to the last penny. So it must be because of that. And that was in Rava's Beit Din. We call it the Kanya de Rava. So that doesn't prove that we would follow his internal definitions. Well, how about Kabbalat HaTorah itself? Tashma? V'chein matzino ki hishbia Moshe Yisrael. I mean, here, comparing what we do in court, we say this is actually what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu brought Yisrael into Brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told them, Amar lehem du'u shelo al da'atchem mani mashbiatchem al da'at hamakom ve'al da'ati. Why? Why does it have to? We're medayik, this is the pasuk. I mean, whatever it is, this is what the medrash, what the drasha now in the bright is saying. We don't care where we know it. We care that the Tana is saying that it had to have been done. And you're trying to say Bishop Kanya de Rava. You can't explain that on Har Sinai. What does it have to do with Kanya de Rava? So what? Why did he have to do it? Vamai, Aleim Alohu, Kimu Mani Amar Aloh. I mean, could he just say, you swear to be Mekayim everything God says, obviously, because they could say, well, you didn't say which God, you know. I mean, we've decided that God is, you know, the thunder God we keep in our basement on our computer. So, La Mishum Damaskata Atayawa Badat Kochavim? That means you can define things any way you want. What good is language anymore? Says the Gemara, well, no, wait a minute. Avodat Kochavim is actually called God, right? I mean, the Torah keeps referring to Avodat Kochavim as gods. So that's a valid use of language. It's not an arbitrary use of language. It's Mishum de Avodat Kochavim Nami Ikre Aloha. Dichtiv Elohei Kesev, Elohei Zahav. Okay, fine. Let's avoid gods. Why can't he say, keep the Torah? Kimu Torah. If they keep the Torah, they'll say, that's only one Torah. Where do we keep the Torah? Shabbichtav. Okay, so let him say both Torah. Okay, come on. Shalema kimushtei Torah. It's okay, but of course what we really meant was Torah Chatat and Torah Tasham. So Zot Torah Tachatat, Zot Torah Tasham. Yep, that much will do. So couldn't you say kimu kola Torah kula? No, because then they'd say, well, of course, what we meant was avodat kochavim, because after all, the Omar Mar Chamura avodat kochavim shekola kofer ba kemodeh b'chola Torah kula. So then it means that we'll be makabel on ourselves, the Israel of Avodah Zorah. We're certainly not going to put on tefillin every day. Come on, let's be reasonable. So why can't he say kimu mitzvah? And then the mitzvah, the Torah v'hamitzvah. So that's now the entire pirush of the Torah. Well, they would say no. It means we were makabel one mitzvah. Okay, so say mitzvot. Okay, that meant two mitzvahs. So say kol mitzvot, darn it. But it means tzitzit. Tom Amar, shkula mitzvah tzitzit, can I get kol mitzvot kula? These Jews, they'll always find some explanation, right? So how about saying 613 mitzvot? I want to hear about that. So kibo shesh meot v'shalosh esrei mitzvot. You know, I think you got the whole thing wrong. Full of time. I mean, you really think that we're struggling over here to figure out what it is that he's saying in order to avoid an interpretation? If that was the issue, he could have just said, I want you to know that all interpretations will be as defined by me, Moses. Thank you. Why does he have to say by God? What's he involved with? It's nothing to do with God. We're talking about the use of language. You're talking about language, but it's insulting to say. You could have said the way it's defined by my 5-year-old son. I mean, whatever it is, it's defined in some objective standard in which you can't come back and say, this is what I meant. That's all. Obviously, if he's talking about al-da'at ha-makom, he's talking about some other issue, not interpretation of the language. Ah, so what is that all about? Leimelu al-da'ati. What does he need this al-da'at ha-makom? Lamali? Ella, it must mean that what he's trying to do is make this a shvua that is nishba al dat harabim. In which case, if all he would have said was my dat, it wouldn't be al dat harabim. But the point of a shvua al dat harabim has nothing to do with internal interpretations. It has to do with the inability to be shayal on the shvua, because normally any type of commitment you can always go and say, I wasn't really completely present. That's the Adam Bashua, essentially, which in its ultimate sense allows you to be Shoel on the Shua. Because you're, well, if I had realized that it was going to be like this, I would never have been Nishpa. So in order to avoid that, we say, look, it has nothing to do with what you realize, with how you're feeling, with your moods, or with anything else. This is something that is deeper than the question of the use of the language. But you certainly do not see from here that you can arbitrarily define your language. Now let's move on to the next piece, which is Im lo ra'iti nachash kikorat beit habad. Now, once we talked about flying camels, really, that should have been enough. And actually, it's interesting that in the Dorim, this business of the korat beit habad, the Gemara says, is really only there to teach us a business practice. And we mention it agav, so as to give you a good sense, what does a korat beit habad really look like if somebody sells you a korat beit habad? And it turns out, interestingly enough, that the issue is the question of how well spread out is the pressure of the korat beit habad. So the korat beit habad sits on top of a flat piece and puts pressure on that piece, which is then now distributed over the entire piece. You might have thought that a korat beit habad could be round, because even though the point of contact there would only be on a small area, what's the difference? Anyway, we're going to be spreading the pressure across through the daf underneath the korat beit habad. It turns out that the real purpose, the Gemara says in the Dorim, of the Mishnah is to teach us that the korat beit habad has to be flat, because that way the point of contact is also broader, and there's less of a chance that the daf is going to bend, and so on and so forth. Okay. We don't really need this. It's not adding anything. But it's so striking that the moment you read the Mishnah, you think to yourself, is that so impressive? Nochesh ki korat beit habad, what these guys never saw, nice size python. I mean, so what's the big deal? Velo estigmar, I mean, this is a big snake by you. I mean, what about the snake in the days of Shvor Malka? There was one snake, Chad, the Arzik Tlesar, Arvata Tivna. Some have the Adrata, Aridata, which means packages, 13 packages of Tevin, which is pretty good for it, for a python, but not something terrible. Whereas Arvata means barnfuls. That's already a little bit too much. No, we're not. So 13 aridata, that's fine. Omar Shmuel, well, what it means over here is, when he's saying Kigurat Beit HaBadi, he means that has in it the type of deep scorings, the way a Beit HaBad has in it. That's what it is that I see in this Nachash. Well, I mean, doesn't every Nachash have the marks across its belly? So Kulunami Mitraf Trifid, all of them are scored. I mean, they need to be able to bend, you know. Yeah, but we're talking about Ovir B'Shigabo Taruf. This is how Rashi learns. The Yerushalmi says Beferish that the word Taruf means squared, not scored, which makes more sense. So that over here, it's coming to tell me, you might think, look, I mean, if the bottom of the Beit HaBad is flat, what do I need? The top should be flat. So Kamash Malan, business practice is you have to sell him a square 4x4. Because otherwise, he's not going to be able to flip it. And that's part of what is defined as a Karat Beit HaBad. Shvua Sholchal Kikarzo, Shvua Sholochlena. Now this is the strange part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be saying that if in the end you were over on your Shvuat Bitui, that then you're not over on your Shvuat Shav, because now it turned out that you never did keep the Shvuat Bitui, which was the reason that you called the other Shvuat the Shvuat Shav in the first place, because you weren't going to be able to keep it. But now, since I did keep it, which I was bad for doing, but I did, so you can't very well call it a Shvuat Shav if I ended up taking it very seriously, can you? But that doesn't really make sense, because as we saw earlier in the attack on Eifa, we don't measure these things by what turns out in the end. We measure it by its status at the time that the shua is made. Remember? The attack on Eifa, where we said twice, shua shaloh, loachalt. At the time, you already finished with that lie. Now it's another lie. But the same thing is true over here. When you say you make the shua, at the time, hare yatzta, ask the gemara, shua l'shav. At that moment, could you swear legally that you were going to be over on a Shvuat Bitui? The Shvuah is meaningless. It has no ability to be chal. The fact that afterwards you say, but I really meant it. Amr Yirmiyah, you're right. The Mishnah must be saying that in that case you would not only be over on the Shvuat Shav, you would also be over on the Shvuat Bitui. Now the next Mishnah serves as the transition between the story of the Shvuat Bitui and the Shvuat Shav, which are so interrelated that we even had the Machloket earlier about whether the Isser on the one who is Nishpa L'Shavar is the Isser of Shvuat Sheker or the Isser of Shvuat Shav. Okay, this is part of our questions that we dealt with in the story of Oil of the Yared, and then we get into the other Shvuah that was mentioned in that same parasha, which is Shvuat HaEdut. Shama kol Allah, and there the guy swears that he doesn't know any testimony. As we mentioned earlier, that particular Shvuah is not a subset of Shvuat Bitui, rather it's a Yotzei Min HaKlal of Shvuat Bitui. And because of that, if you're not Ra'ui LaEdut, you're not going to be over if you, let's say, you're a woman, or you're a pekorov, or you're a pasul. You're not going to be over on Shvuat HaEdut in that case. And therefore, we have now this transition that tells us the difference between Shvuat Bitui, Shav, and Edut, to put it all into context. So the Shvuat Bitui is noheged, makes no difference whether you're male, female, which it would make a difference in Shvuat HaEdut, because a female can testify. Bikrovim or Berachokim, it makes no difference if you are a relative of the person that you're making the Shvuat. I will give my son the $1 million. It makes no difference if it's your son or if it's somebody else. Or Berachokim. big sherin but sulin, whether you're kosherlaters, you're posulaters, you're a ganav, and so on. The shvuah is still a shvuah. Bifnei beidin, v'shalo bifnei beidin. Furthermore, it's irrelevant to the court. Whereas shvuata edut, we'll see, does have relevance to the court. V'chayavin azdona makot v'yal shirata korban ola v'yoreit. Now, in the shvuat bitui specifically, as we said earlier, we have both malkas b'mezid and ola v'yoreit b'shogeh. On the other hand, shvuat shav, although it too is noheged ba'anashim uv'nashim, b'rechokim u'bikrovim, and the reason we're doing this is because the opening mishnah of the next parak is going to continue with the same formula and show us how, when it comes to Shvuata Edut, all of this is not the case. It's noheged ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim, b'rechokim v'lo b'krovim, b'ksherim v'lo b'psulim, and so on and so forth. So, but the Shvuat Shav is also noheged ba'anashim uv'nashim, b'rechokim uv'krovim, b'ksherim uv'psulim, bifnei beidin v'shalo bifnei beidin. But, and I neglected to say this on the other one before, sorry, mipi atzmo, which sounds like it's only if you were the one who articulated the shvuah. Now, we've had 1,000 cases in which somebody said, mashbiachani, biyamar amen, that's just as good. But that, as we'll see, is because saying amen is mipi atzmo. The thing is, though, that when it comes to shvuata edut, you might be chayev even without saying amen, if you're in Beit Din. V'chayavin az donam makot v'ashkata patur. As opposed to shvuata bitui, shvuat shav, although it is v'chayev malkas b'mezid, there is no room for the korban olah v'yored in the din of shvuat shav. The din of shvuat shav appear in the luchot, lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav, and are not part of the closing of Vayikra, where we talk about the korban olah v'yored. In either event, achatzu v'achatzu, hamushpa mipi acherim chayav, which sounds like the opposite of what you just said. You just said mipi atzmo, and then you said, if you're mushpa mipi acherim, that you'd be chayav. How do you get that? Lo achalti ayom, lo inachti tefillin ayom, mashbiacha ani. So if a guy says, I did not eat today, I didn't put on tefillin today, and somebody says, mashbiacha ani, and you say, amen. Ah, if you say amen, then you're chayav. And of course, we're going to get back to this in the Gemara to explain the way that the Mishnah has set itself up. Who cares? Why are you concerned? And what if being taken into that spaceship that's been chasing you for all of these years, what if it makes the difference if you put on tefillin? What if they didn't want you to keep mitzvahs? You swear, I swear I didn't put on tefillin. And they say, mashbiach ani, and you say, amen. What happens then? I just told you. I want to take you apart cell by cell if you put on tefillin. Who knows? Who cares? What are you talking about? Daddy comes to the kid. Did you put on tefillin today? I swear. Okay. Enough Camino, why it's important to someone. He wants to get into Eish HaTorah. So they say, we know you're religious anyway. So no, I swear I didn't put on tefillin today. You swear? Yeah, okay, fine. Then you can get it. That's enough Camino. Says the Gemara, our president will not ever relinquish his demands for seeing the immediacy of the applicability of the din. Those aliens haven't made the slightest impact on him, and it's been going on for decades. Omar Shmuel, kol ha'oneh amen achar shivu'ah kemotzi shvuah mipiv dami. If one says amen, then that is mipi atzmo. Dichtiva, and I'll show you that this is clear, because in the case of the sota, where she's accepting shvuat ha'alah, as it says beferush in the Torah, it says v'amra isha, amen, amen. Where did she ever make the shvuat ha'alah? And yet that shvuah is what's chal on her. Amra papa mishmei derava. Well, I mean, it's quite clear. If you take a look at the mishnayot and the braitot, there's such contradiction between them that there's no avoidance of the conclusion that Shmuel taught us over here. Diktani, on the one hand, it says, Shvuat Eidut, we're just going to have this right at the beginning tomorrow of the parak. Shvuat Eidut noheged ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim, b'rechokim v'lo b'krovim, b'kesherim v'lo b'psulim. But, but it will be noyeg b'fnei beitin v'shalo b'fnei beitin, but only mipi atzmo. If you make it on your own, so then it can be made even shalo b'fnei beitin. But if it's mipi achirim, then in chayovin hachi chapru b'mebeitin, divrei Rabbi Meir. If somebody else is going to say that, shvu, it's got to be in front of the court. And yet, the Braita on that very Mishnah says, Shuata edot keitzad, amar le'edim, you say to edim, bo'u v'ha'iduni, come and testify. Now you're not in court. Shua she'inonu yodim l'cha edut, we swear we don't know anything. Or they don't say we swear, they just say, we don't know anything, what are you talking about? And he says, I am mashbia you. And they say, amen. And then it says, Beferish, that in that case, whether you're in court or not in court, that that is nonetheless mechayev you. A minute ago, Rabbi Meir said in the Braita that the only possible way that you could be mechayev outside of Beit Din is to swear. And now you're telling me that no, actually, it's swear yourself, that it's irrelevant. Somebody else could swear, unless you conclude, Elolav Shema Amina. But obviously, so it's clear that what Shmuel said is right. I understand. Did you guys skip the third parak to jump into the fourth parak? What happened to our Mishnah? You don't see that clearly from our Mishnah? First you say, what do you mean? So you're stressing, dafka mipi atzmo, but mipi achirim lo. And then you turn around and you say, ze veze mushpa mipi achirim chayav. That actually really doesn't matter. It could be somebody else. But come on, that's crazy. Kashina gani? El Allah, shma mina hada ana amen, hada lo ana amen. Do we not see clearly that there's got to be a difference, as the Mishnah itself says, v'yomar amen, chayav. So that's exactly what Shmuel is saying. You know something, you're right, I understand. What is Shmuel talking about? Anybody who reads the Mishnah already knows Shmuel. So, Ve'ela Shmuel Ma'ikam Ashmalad. What indeed was Shmuel thinking? He was only coming to teach you the Dukya de Matnithin. He just wants to make it very clear to you that that is indeed what the Mishnah means. Namely, that it's limited to Aniyat Amen. For instance, suppose the person said to you, Mashbiachani, and you say, I'm telling you I didn't eat it, or I'm telling you I don't know. So you might think that's sufficient in the context of Mashbiachani. Kamashmalan, the diak is va'ana amen. And that's because it's as if he said it. Not because it's mushpa mibiachir. But anything less than that, where's the shvua? The fact that you reconfirm what you said in the context of someone else's shvuah is not a shvuah. That's exactly what Shmuel wants to make clear to you. Otherwise, you might have expanded the Mishnah beyond what Shmuel said.
So he says yes.
Doesn't help then. Right, just say yes indeed.
Sure, sure.
Hadron alok shvuot shtayim. And we've already begun the next parak, because we just read the Mishnah. Shvat Eidot, there you go. And since the entire end of the parak here has been dealing with issues of going back into the past and getting ahead of ourselves, so that would be perfectly acceptable here. Oi, oi. Refuah shlema to Saba Josh. Ezohi shvuat shav, nishbat lishanot et hayidu'a la'adam. So amar la'amud shelev and shushel za'av, al ish u isha, al isha shi ish, nishbat al davar shi iev sharlo, like im lo ra'iti gamal shepereach ba'avir, im lo ra'iti nachash tikrat beit habat. Amar la'idim, bo va'iduni, shvua shelo na'itcha, or nishbat levatel et ha'mitzvah, shelo la'asot sukkah, shelo litol ulav, And of course, in the end, it means and al shvat shav. Omar Rula, v'hu shenikar l'shlosha b'nei Adam, nishba al davar she'yev shalo, im lo ra'iti gam al parech ba'vir shvu, asher ra'iti lo kamar. So what's his im lo ra'iti? Abayim ratni shvu asher ra'iti. Rav amar bo'omar ye'asru kol perot shebolam ala im lo ra'iti gam al parech ba'vir. Omar Ravina Ravashi, I mean, why can't this be the truth? Dil b'hai gavet zipora rabach chosi, v'asik le'shmo gamla, וכי כמה השתבה, דייתה דידי השתבה. וכי תימה בוטר פומי עזרינה, ולא עזרינה בוטר דעתי. ויותני כשמשביעין אותו, אומרים לו, אבי יודע, שלא על דעתך אנו משביעין אותך, אלא על דעתנו ועל דעת בית דין. I mean, I assume my time, אלא משום דרבינו דילמה, וסקונדרי יאיב לי ויעסק לו, I hereby dub thee זוזי. וכי כמה השתבה, דייתה דידי כמה השתבה. לא, לא. הלתה משום קניה דרובר, which is an objective. Reality, not his own. Toshma, v'chein matzino, kishishbiya Moshe et Yisrael, amar lehem du'u, shelo al da'athem ani mashbiya etchem, al al da'at ha'makom ve'al da'ati v'amai. Lehem elohu, kimu, maida amar eloha, lama shum da'basika da'atai o avadat kochavim? No, it's mishum da'avadat kochavim is eloha. Dechtiv elohi kesev elohi zahav. Okay, so lema lukimu Torah. No, that wouldn't mean chada Torah. So say tu Torah. No, that would mean Torah tchata, Torah tasham. Oy, va, voy. So say kola Torah kula. No, it's avodat kochavim. Yom amar chamura avodat kochavim. Shekola kofer bakamoda bakola Torah kula. So then say kimu mitzvah. No, that would mean one mitzvah. Kimu mitzvot. That would mean two mitzvahs. Say kola mitzvot kulam. No, that would mean tzitzis. For God's sake, leimelu kimu sheish meot v'shlosh esrei mitzvot. Aldati. Why does he have to say aldata makom lomali? Because the point over here is not to define the language. It's in order kechvot avi afar al shvatayu, in order to make it a shvua aldat harabim. Im lo ra'iti nachash ki korat beit abad. What's so bad about that? Udav v'shesh for malka. Avichad asik tleisa aridata or arvata detivna. Omar Shmuel, no, it doesn't mean the size. It means tiruf, either square or bika'im. Kulunami mitrav tvithi, bishigabot taruf. Shvua sholcha kikazru shvua sholoch lena. Hashti mishum shvat bituim michayev and not mishum shvat lav. Lo michayev, why? Just because you ended up doing it? Hare yatzta shvua l'shav when you said it. On Rabbi Yirmiyah Tni, af al shvuat bitui, not only al shvuat bitui. Shvuat bitui, no, aged banashim and vanashim, bekrovim, berchokim, bekshevim, bitsunim, b'nifnei beitim, b'shol b'nifnei beitim, mipi atzmo. Ve'chayavin azdon amakot v'ashim gata korban olav yored. Shvuat shav, no, aged banashim and vanashim, berchokim, bekrovim, bekshevim, bitsunim, b'nifnei beitim, b'shol b'nifnei beitim, mipi atzmo. Ve'chayavin azdon amakot, but ash gata patur. Would be chayav. So he says, "Lo achalti olam, lo inakus filenu, mash biachani." The Omer, Amen, chayav. Omer Shmuel Kolone, Amen, achar shvua kamotzi shvua mipiv pepiv damo. Dechtiva Omra haisha, Amen, Amen. Omer of Papa Mishpat the Rav Matitur Brighton Amideka. Dechani shvata idud noeged banashim velo banashim. ורחוקים ולא בקרובים, בקשרים ולא בצווים ונוהגת, אלא ברואין להעיד, ובפני ביתים שלא בפני ביתים מפי עצמו, ומפי האחרים אין החייבים עד שחפרו בהם בבית דין, דברבי מאיר. וטניה וברייתא, שבועת העדות כיצד, אמר לעדים בואו והעידוני, שבועה שאיננו יודעים לך עדות, או שאמרו איננו יודעים לך עדות, משביעני עליכם ואומר אמין, בין בפני בית דין, בין שלא בפני בית דין, בין מפי עצמם ומפי אחרים, כיוון שכפרים הם חייבים, דברבי מאיר קשנא דודי, אלא לאו שמאמינא, הוא דענא אמן ועדא לא ענא אמן, שמאמינא. עומר רבינו בשמי דרובו, what about our Mishnah? מתניתין דרכנא מדיקה. דקתני שבועת ביטוי נוהגת באנשים ומדשים מרוחים כמו רכבים, בקשרים וסלמים, בפני ביתים ושלא בפני ביתים, מפי עצמו, And then Katani Seifa, Zev Zeh, Mushpa Mipiacharim Chayav, Kashna Dadi. Elalav Shmamina, Ha, the Ana Amen, Ha, the Lo Ana Amen. So, Bela Shmoma Kamashman, Dukinamat Nitin Kamashman, Hadran Alakshvot Shtayim.